Fuck. All right.
Hey, Producer Zwick here. Asterios asked me to read this statement before you guys listen to the podcast. I, Asterios Kokonos, am sorry I fucked up this week's audio. This week's guests include Fame Camgirl Pikachu MFC, not a wrestler, and The Daily Show's Alex J. Marino. They got me really drunk and high before the episode taping, so honestly, you should blame them. No, wait. I always do this. This is my fault, and I have to own it. That's why I'm reading this apology to you right now as me, Asterios Kokonos. Anyways, stay tuned after the episode ends for a bonus round. That's the bonus round that you probably downloaded this week. We're just taking that off the podcast and then just putting that on at the end. Just give you a little, just so you have less files to deal with. All right, back to his message. And we'll be back to good sounding audio in our next episode. And that's his statement. I tried to fix the audio the best I could, but his voice is going to sound distant. But it's still a fun episode to listen to, so please enjoy. It's been a long road, getting from there to here. It's been a long time.
Hey, everybody! Welcome to Science Friction! Hi! Hey!
Hey!
What?
It's me, Asterios Kokonos, host of Science Friction, the sci-fi comedy game show where comedians earn points for their opinions.
What?
Those opinions aren't my opinion.
Yeah.
You'll be playing for tickets, you'll win prizes. Introduce yourselves real quick. Everybody go, starting with Alex.
I'm Alex Marino, and I once played basketball with Michael Keaton and his son in his front yard.
Pikachu?
Hi, my name is Pikachu, and I work at the same hospital as that nurse who got arrested for doing her fucking job.
Wait, the nurse that got arrested for taking a picture of that guy?
No, not that guy.
Okay.
The one who defended her patient's rights.
Right, exactly. To like take a picture of like a big dick. I have the right to enjoy a big dead dick.
Please stop.
She was a Kennedy.
Stop.
Yes. Of course she was. She's obscenely sexual.
Please.
Breaking the law.
Stop blowing my cover. I'm going to get fired if you let people know I take pictures of patients' dicks.
Look, it's 2017. I'm surprised by nothing. Introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Mifflee Molman, which is my way of covering my identity as like a weird lover of animal penis.
Mifflee Molman.
Mifflee Molman.
Ask for her by name.
That's the one.
I'm studying to be a sommelier, so hopefully no wine lovers are listening now.
Every wine lover is listening now. Don't kid yourself.
What am I thinking?
Unless
sommelier. Put it out there. Yeah.
What if it's someone who's into that magic bestiality Disney crap, like Beauty and the Beast, God. Beast like. Girls like him, they like the Beast.
I will not comment on that.
Do girls?
Is that a thing?
Do girls regularly tell you like, oh fuck that Beast dick? I want it. I wish it was real. She's saying it.
Boy, shrug.
Okay,
A coy shrug from Mifflee.
That's
Molman.
The national U.S. sign for yes.
Give me that Beast dick.
Yes.
There's a reason Beauty and the Beast won the Oscar.
It's current year. We're Beast dick is okay.
I'm just saying, it's happening. And what do we expect? That's what I think with this Disney thing. You're putting hot Beast dick in the kid's face. You got Triton, who's wide and super thick. He's got like a 12-pack and a big scepter that like shoots bolts of lightning. Daddy issues much. She tries to rescue her daughter. Oh, they're fighting. Daddy, daughter, daddy, y'all, that's some sexy shit. Mom, trans. A lot of people are turned on by that. Think about it.
Yeah.
Lion King?
Trans remake of Mulan.
I was super into the breast scene when I was a child. I was like, oh, I know how they found out. I thought I was so cunning for that.
Describe the scene you're talking about.
Slowly, in a whisper.
Where she gets injured. And the bandages are covering her breast. And they go into the tent. We don't see what happens. But they come out of the tent and suddenly they know. Yeah.
Oh, they know.
Yeah, they know.
Oh, they know.
That's hot shit right there. Okay.
Fuck yeah, that's when I started puberty.
It's what these movies do. I'm telling you.
That's what Disney's in the business of. Let's be real. They're like, they're jump-starting people.
That's exactly it. A lot of hot lady princesses. Aladdin. He's a bad boy with a sweet ride. And you know what? He'll be your pauper. He'll be your prince. He's a diamond in the rough. If you could fix him, he'd be perfect. And she does fix him, and he becomes the Sultan of Agrabah.
Literally every Disney movie is like, yeah, I could fix him.
Yeah, but it's
Yeah.
Beauty and the Beast.
He's going to fixes him.
Beautiful woman in high state status and a guy who needs fixing.
Yup. It does it.
We got the secret.
It's a good story.
That's all you need. I'm gonna
about,
start
like,
one
that,
tomorrow.
That prisoner's mentality at all is
I'm sorry.
Oh, like, the prisoner's mentality. And the
please, love, please.
Oh, elaborate.
What is it?
The prisoner's dilemma.
Yeah, Stockholm syndrome. What's hotter than Stockholm syndrome?
You're dependent on them for everything, making your orgasm exquisite.
And who's how can you not? Okay, did anyone see the live-action Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah.
I don't
opening night. My girlfriend told me we were going on opening night. And I was like, I know what to do right now. We're going to get real drunk. And then later tonight, she's going to imagine she's with a beast, and I'm going to be cool with it.
I feel like that would work for you. Really well.
I know. It worked out well.
I mean, Alex looks really similar, and now everyone sees.
Alex looks lovable, though. Yeah. I look dangerous.
Saris is like, don't.
Wait, hold on. Tell us the question.
Or were you just like, aww.
All right, I was going to ask you guys.
Ask the question on Mike.
And I don't want to dig myself a deeper hole here, but I see that that's where we're going. Oh. But did anyone else feel, like, really disappointed when he became, like, that wimpy, stupid-looking human? And he had, like, been a beautiful.
He wasn't even cute.
Yeah, he wasn't. But also, the beast was, like, that was a hot beast. They could have done worse. Like
so much powers. I know. I feel a legal obligation to back you up.
I'm
a fellow lady.
I'm pretty straight, but even like that transformation was like, oh, this guy.
Don't you love when you have to start arguments with I'm pretty straight.
And he looked super.
And even I was like, oh, that beast.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now. That movie had to work overtime to get you not to like Gaston. Because the actor that played Gaston was incredible.
He was the best part of that movie.
Yes, he was. LeFou was great.
LeFou's awesome.
We thought we were going to lose Josh Gad for a while. He's righted the ship. LeFou, we want him to play that. And then we don't want to see it for a few years.
Right.
And then play it a couple years off. I'm telling you right now, Gad, you'll be working for 50 years if you do this. The minute Gad was everywhere. Do you remember?
Yeah,
we were like, too much Gad. Am I right or wrong?
Dialed back to Gad.
Duh. Same thing happened to who? The guy from Vice Principals.
Oh, yeah, I know. Also the guy from...
Eastbound and Down.
Yeah.
What's his name?
The name's not...
For 10 tickets.
I don't know.
It's okay, then you don't know. It's a binary state here, Pete Chai.
Well, I drank first, though. I would know if I didn't drink first. Yeah.
Pete Chai, I was just in an iron lung full of burning mushrooms.
You're a liar.
I'm not blaming it.
You're a liar.
I am not a liar.
Maybe if you had gone
to New York City. We let access to cool party drugs. Well, like, sometimes I crack microchips and put them in my butt so I can surf the internet like Freakazoid.
Okay, I've learned my lesson. No one in New York City does drugs or ever lies.
No, that's not what we're known for. Okay, what's
Danny McBride?
Danny McBride.
You look that up.
Yeah, there we go. Oh, yeah, no, that's who I'm thinking of. Allowed. That's who I was thinking of, Danny McBride. I don't have my...
10 tickets to Pikachu. We're thinking of 10.
Yes!
All right, look. We're going to the first question.
I'm going to hit the symbol
this week in Geek. This weekend Geek. I'm going to run some Geek news. Wait, Pikachu, give me some.
No, I need my phone to look up answers.
Yes, you do. You need it with you at all times. I don't know why you didn't have it on you.
Okay. I was trying to be honest.
No, honesty will get you nowhere in this life and in this game. This game is a microcosm of libertarian beliefs. It's kill or be killed.
These are hard.
Going to give you welfare tickets.
These are hard life lessons.
Bootstraps.
Hard life lessons.
This game's called This Week in Geek. Look, we're going to talk about some geek news stories. Actually, you know what? We're running way out of time.
No!
We're going to go straight to game two.
Okay.
Straight game two.
What if I was really looking at one?
Oh, sure. What was anything we were going to do in game one?
Everything.
Look it up on your phone.
Look it up on your phone!
I'm looking up my own ManyVids profile on my phone because I don't know.
Look, do you mind helping her find her mini? Help her out.
It's asking me if I'm open.
Thank you. I'm so sorry.
No, you're supposed to look for me and then
text her answers. That's what you should do. All right, this game's called Explain to Me the Animorphs. A fan listening to this show was like, do a segment on Animorphs. Shit about Animorphs.
We can do it.
I've seen the book covers. I'm gonna give you each like 15 or 20 seconds. Explain Animorphs to me. And then at the end, test my Animorph knowledge. Whoever taught me best wins the game. Oh, really? Okay. You know what? You're starting off cocky. Just take a swing at the bat.
Okay, listen up, people. Animorphs is just like the cover, is turning into an animal, but the reason they're turning into an animal is because the government has a lot of secret plans and it's your job as an animal. It's a choose your own adventure book if you've never read one. Choose your own adventure about how you defeat the government, about how you're gonna change Trump's mind, about it's totally chill to turn into an animal and also marry animals.
Oh my God. Trump's fine with half of that. You want to turn into an animal, he'll put you in his casino. You want to marry another half human, half animal? Now you're
running
into problems with his base!
That is the important part of Animorphs, is literally about legislation to marry animals.
It's a long process. All of the books are a long process of gathering signatures onto petitions.
Like how you convince people that it's totally chill to fuck dogs.
Okay, now because here's the thing, the X-Men...
That's why those books aren't current year, because it's not chill to...
No! And you know what? I blame Trump for that. Although I don't know if it would have been any better under Hillary! They're both status quo candidates. Bernie would have let us fuck dogs. Are you kidding me?
It is the right of every American!
People's president.
Fuck a dog if they want to fuck a dog!
Love you, Bernie Sanders!
The average contributor to my campaign has fucked 27 dogs!
Holy shit, I thought I was in the room with Bernie Sanders.
He poked his head in.
How do you know you're not? He was real fucked up!
He was practicing with his jam band.
I don't know.
Okay, Pikachu?
As far as I'm concerned, it's legal to fuck animals.
Okay, Pikachu, I got what you're laying down. I'm gonna repeat it back to you.
It's nice.
Humans that can transform into animals, government conspiracy, they're being hunted, and let's just say there's some allegories towards the sexual revolution.
I mean, you didn't place enough emphasis on the animal marriage, but I'll give you passes.
I don't think these books are about animal marriage. I'm just gonna say it now.
I'm literally 97% sure that they're about animal marriage.
I believe so much of what you said.
You have seen the covers.
Right, and I completely think that they're being chased by the government.
It's literally about giving birth to animal babies. You know that
now,
that's true. You know that that's true.
Now I'm into it. Because now it's about the survival of a species. It's about being the last in a long line.
They're being hunted, and it's not fair.
And they're being hunted for being special. And they're being hunted for being different.
Like all of us in America.
Now I'm buying it again. Alex?
Yeah?
You're next. Explain to me the Animorphs.
That I already explained everything, but okay, Alex. It's okay.
Well, you didn't explain is how they get the powers. Because it's not like X-Men where it's like a mutation that happens. My understanding is that it's space worms. that there's a race of alien beings that come down and like there's space worms somehow involved. There's like a parasite, but they endow their hosts with powers that allow them to transform.
Space disease. And,
I don't know. This is 100%.
Go for it.
What I've gathered.
No.
There's a space worm aspect to it.
So, but here's my question.
Yeah.
Are there times at which they wonder if they're more parasite than anamorph?
I think there is a... I feel like there's a struggle between... Yes. Like, are we... is this just... Am I being my person?
Want me to do?
I'm just a teenager. Like, I could live my teenager life and not do this, cut off this power that I have... Or I could continue down this road and exercise these powers and not be normal and have a much harder time of being able to live my fuller self.
When you're a teenager, you've been none of the you.
Yeah.
The same thing when you're a half animorph, half parasite.
Yeah.
Think about it. It's like double puberty. First they find out they're animorphs, and then they find out they're hosts.
Good. I don't know if I can top that. But I will give my interpretation based on what I remember, which is very little, but I remember the highlights in my young brain. And the highlights are, there's a hawk. He's beautiful. He's a beautiful hawk.
There's one main hawk.
He's stuck in the body of a hawk and he can't get out. It cannot transform back. The way the other people have been able to. I'm real drunk at this point. Ignore me. But everyone else can transform back into their human selves. He's been too long in his hawk body, so he's flying around, around. There's like stories going on around him, but none of those matter because it's all about the Hawkman and it's all about the worms. The worms, I just remember like vividly the scene from when I was like sneakily watching this show up in my parents' bedroom on the tiny TV. There was a show.
All right.
But I remember like these evil guys implanting worms into this girl's ear, and I thought it was kind of sexy. But I don't want to get into that because I already have like this horrible version of myself on this podcast, which I will want to erase forever starting tomorrow. But anyway, it's really about Hawkman who can't get out of his body, and he wants more from life than being a hawk and like eating the
grave Hawkman.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I've read that somewhere.
And that Hawkman grew up to be Michael Keaton.
What?
Batman.
Played basketball.
All comes around.
To Batman. Play basketball.
Yeah.
I like this. Okay, now I'm bringing in an Animorphs expert. Wait, hold on. Let me do this again. I gotta get the. So, Nate, would you mind coming in here for a second? Now, none of you guys knew this. My friend Nate has been outside. He hasn't heard any of this conversation, but he's an expert in animorphs. So, here's what's gonna happen. I'm gonna take one of your things. I know what the fuck I'm talking about. You ready?
Yeah.
We're gonna start off with Pikachu's story. Oh, Pikachu, hop on my mic.
What?
You're hop on my mic.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay, Nate.
Yes.
The animorphs are people. They turn into animals chased by the government. They just want to be left alone.
No one told you, man.
You literally were on tape right now! We're on tape! How bad? You have a good chance of winning this game! That's the funny thing! You kept it very general! They're being chased by the government. Eventually, they want to have kids. No?
No, no.
I knew it!
What?
How close was I?
All wrong.
Completely wrong?
Completely wrong.
Okay, Pikachu, third place, you get...
No!
This Angry Birds dog tag. Pop it. Oh, hold on. Thank you. All right, switch, yeah. Pikachu, you get... This Angry Birds dog tag. It's a blind bag. Open it up on Mike and let's see who you got. Did you get the yellow one that turns into three smaller dog tags?
What if I'm too drunk to open it?
Then you'll just be a little less.
Aw, it's a little old guy. Look, he's over it. He's seen all there is to see in life.
That is a bird. It's a bird that looks like Yoda.
But he looks like he's seen it all, right?
Oh, yeah, he looks
Aww, he knows all there is to know about life.
This is from the Angry Birds Star Wars crossover series.
Really?
This is a Yoda bird! Congratulations, third place!
Everyone else is clapping for me. If you can't hear it, they're clapping.
That feels like a collector's
item. More pity claps. So what happened?
Okay.
I was nice to you.
Okay. All right. Now, Nate.
Yes.
Animorphs.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
Look, I love it. Here's the interesting thing. They're like infected with parasites, these worms, and that's why.
No.
Okay. Second place.
Yeah.
In fairness, I have never.
Although there were worms though.
Wait,
there were worms.
There's stickers in.
What are the stickers of?
They're of Angry Birds.
Like an X-Wing pilot.
She put one on her breast. It's beautiful.
Okay, is there another one? Or is this going to be a fucked up shirt now?
But yeah, there is another
one. Okay, thank God. We can complete the set. Second place.
Second place.
Alex Marino, you get this Flappy Bird parody toy called Crossy Road.
Flappy, and wasn't the issue that Flappy Bird was itself a ripoff of another thing?
Yes!
So this is a parody of a ripoff?
Yes. Congratulations.
That's awesome.
Second place.
All right.
Pop that thing open. Let's
see what I've got.
That's my favorite.
I'm glad you like it.
There is a bag inside the box.
This is real complicated.
And there will be a
full of mystery.
Like a leather skin inside the... I get a little black dude holding the... Holding the orange box.
I don't think. Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah, he's a little African American guy.
Okay.
And he's holding an orange box.
It's a basketball.
Oh, is he?
He's a basketball player.
Well, I wasn't going to leap to that.
But look, that's not my racism speaking. He's in the tank top, short. If I'm wrong?
He's literally squares representing a basketball player.
Yeah, it's pretty, like, obvious.
Is a basketball player?
Like, if you could imagine squares playing basketball.
Sure. No, he looks like he's wearing a uniform on closer inspection. Sure.
I was just really hoping it was the orange box that Valve made, but different orange box.
Yeah,
or like a big orange or something. Delicious.
It's his pumpkin. He's on his way to carve it.
I love this.
It's in October. It's an October surprise.
You might get forget. Yeah. All right. Okay. Last story. So there's this kid. He turned to a hawk.
That is true.
That's all we have to say! There's a kid who turns into an animal!
Shut up! I'm in my breath!
It's highly political! Stop lying!
I'd like to point out, you're the only person that's gotten anything right so far! So even if this next part is wrong, you still win!
Yeah.
You're the only one that has any points on the board! Now!
Wait, Asterios, can I? Your hair looks really nice. Can I have 10 tickets?
Okay.
Your hair, whoa, it's really going out there.
You've already got third place. You want 10? Here's 10 tickets. And third place. Your tickets are useless now. You've left the Redemption Center. And one time, this guy turns into a hawk and he...
That is true.
Yes!
Yeah!
Fantastic!
Yeah!
Wait, what was the pseudonym one more time? Mulvery... Millicent Moleman?
I don't even remember.
Miffley?
Miffley!
Miffley, baby.
Miffley Moleman.
Yeah.
And the winner, with the first... with the first place Naruto blind box, is Miffley Moleman!
Alright,
Now,
this is gonna be real hard because it's really taped.
Now, walk people through what some of the things you might win are. Read the side of the box.
Alright.
Any Naruto character.
In that series?
Literally any Naruto character? The stakes are so high.
It doesn't. Okay, so.
It could be a guy with a frog. It could be a guy with spiky hair.
They don't have names.
A girl. It's all in a foreign language. Probably Japanese, but I'm not making assumptions. It's another guy with spiky hair, a girl with short shorts, a girl in like...
Wait, let me see this girl with short shorts.
Well, that's the girl with short shorts, and then there's a girl in like a kimono.
Can I keep this box?
Of course you can.
Thank you.
The short shorts girl.
The perfect size.
Okay. So what I got was like the moody guy with his arms crossed and aww, the spiky hair and balls.
That narrows it down to no one.
He's got the here, biggest balls I've ever seen.
They are large balls and they are explicitly balls.
Okay. Mifflin's not exaggerating even a little bit. There's a spiky haired character wearing like a long robe, sandals, but his backpack is just like a real big scrotum. and that's what it is.
Yeah. It's
who
Gaara.
Is it?
It's Gaara. I'm the only person who's watched Naruto here, clearly.
Wait a minute. It's tell us everything about this for the game.
It's his name is Gaara or Gaara. I'm not sure because I don't speak Japanese. Uh-huh. He has a symbol for love on his forehead because he cares deeply about it while he doesn't say anything. And then his little scrotum bag, it's full of sand so he can annoy the shit out of people and be like, oh, what's your favorite thing? Oh, it's sand. I knew it.
What an asshole.
Yeah.
I hate that guy.
Wait a minute. This guy throws pocket sand like in people's eyes?
Literally.
Or, like, puts it in their dinner?
That's his ninja power.
Has a backpack full of it.
He carries around prank sand. 24/7 prank sand.
He literally does.
All right.
He's the leader of a village who all carry
I appreciate
prank
it.
Sand.
Okay.
This is your gift. Oh, thank
ooh
you.
Peachai, you're the only one that demonstrated any deep side tonight. Now you still get that shitty dog tag. We're not trading gifts. But you won the game, Pikachu.
Congratulations. Yes!
Good for you for going deep.
Yes! Hey,
plug where people can find you, because I gotta go.
Okay, you can find me at Pikachai_MFC, even though I don't perform on that website anymore. And then if you search in the search bar, because I didn't find the URL for many vids, if you just search in the search bar Pikachai, you can see some pretty dirty things.
P-I-K-A, how do you spell Pikachai?
Chai, the regular C-H-A-I way you spell chai.
P-I-K-A-C-H-A-I. Pikachai did the logos for both the old and the new 5-Minute Podcast.
I also draw.
Yeah, and Pikachai did all the art for the premiere episode of...
What? The 5-Minute Podcast?
The other thing.
Oh, oh,
yeah.
The video obliterator?
I'm gonna put it back in. And Pikachai also did all the art for the very first episode of videogameobliterator.biz, which was a poop thing I did. You drew like half the Cartoon Network library. It was crazy.
I'm pretty good at drawing cartoons.
Yeah, exactly. So if anyone needs to hire you to draw cartoons?
I draw good. Find me at Pikachai_MFC.
On Twitter. Alex?
I'm Alex Moreno. I dare you to find me.
Mifflin?
I'm Mifflin. Please don't find me.
Mifflin Molman, Pikachai, Alex Marino. Thank you guys so much for coming on. My name is Stereos Koganos. This has been Science Friction. Science Friction, produced by Zwick. He's a great guy. You want to hire him? Get in touch with me. Pikachai, great artist. Get in touch with her. But support the show. Patreon.com/Stereos. We do a lot of bonus episodes. I got a really good idea for one. I got a really good idea for a bonus episode. I can't wait to tell you guys about it. That's it. Goodbye. Good job, everyone. Welcome to a special bonus thing.
Bonus.
Who are you? Pikachai.
Pikachai! My name is Pikachai. I get naked on the internet.
She does. She draws a lot of great cartoons.
Also that.
She draws a lot of great looks from boys going,
whoa.
That's
whoa.
A very pretty lady. I'm impressed. Because it's like, it takes effort, and I think people don't understand that if you want to be hot, that's a full-time job.
Yeah, and if you want to be hot and talented, that's two full-time jobs.
That's right. I don't have time for one of them. Ginger eyes, backwards and heels. Alex, say hi.
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 Tell people who you are.
I'm Alex Marino.
Good.
I'm Mifflin Molman. You don't need to know more about me.
You do. Look her up. Look her up. She has good fantasies. They'll turn you on.
How excited are you, or scared are you of what might happen now that the world knows that you like the undersea beasts?
Well, I'm more scared of the live streaming, but I'm gonna ignore that and pretend like life goes on and hope that no one finds me.
Okay, here's the answer I was fishing for.
Fishing! Ha ha!
Okay! I might have to cash out just on that. I can't top it. We're moving on.
I'd feel more comfortable if we were live streaming. If there was a camera here and I was taking my clothes off, I would probably feel a lot more like, oh, I'm experienced.
To be honest, like, after seeing all the weird dolphin articles that I've read recently, I'm kind of hoping I get celebrity status by having, like, a weird connection with the animal folk. So, yeah, that can be my 15 minutes of fame. That's what I can do.
Associate that name with dolphins.
Mole Man.
All right, Miss Lee Moleman, calm down. Now, we're going to play so a little bit of one-minute D&D. Okay. Would you mind timing us? Yes. Nate, thank you. Nate's going to time us.
Thank you.
And we're going to walk you through some scenarios. It's your job to gain as many experience points as possible. You are a party. Help each other out.
Okay.
Or hurt each other horribly. I mean, but just don't go in the middle with it. You commit.
Commit.
You take a choice and you commit to that choice. No half measures. Okay.
Okay.
We open up and of course we're under the sea. Under the sea.
No!
Darling, it's better. I'm getting wetter. Ho ho hee hee.
All my dreams.
We're underwater. King Triton. You guys walk in on King Triton in the shower.
Okay.
And
very personal moment.
He's looking at you like this isn't a big deal. In fact, he's looking at you like this was inevitable.
He was expecting something.
What do you think? 60 seconds, go!
I think this is really targeted towards me. And I... You go, Alex!
No,
wait, you mean good storytelling that knows its audience? Yes, that's what's happening. I listen to you and I'm giving you what you want.
I think King Triton looks literally all three of us in the eye at the same time, even though that's impossible, and he's like, check out this dick.
Why are we all showering together? Why don't we all...
No, he's showering. We're watching.
Oh, okay.
But why were you walking in there? There's plenty of bathrooms in the palace, and you went to King Triton's bathroom? What were you guys fishing for?
There was a reason.
What do you guys do? I need to know what you guys do first.
I gasp loudly and say, King Triton, oh my gosh, are you inviting me in there?
Okay, rolling for charisma. That's a 14. What's your modifier?
Oh my gosh.
What's your modifier?
14. My modifier is +6.
Charisma?
How? Justifier +6 modifier.
Okay, so +6 +14 equals a 20, which means I walk in on King Triton.
No. Why do you have a +6?
Wait,
modifier?
Why do I have a +6 modifier? Because
is it the clothes? Do you have a chip? A microchip? How are you getting +6?
I am a beautiful mermaid who gets naked the mermaid
That's
internet.
That's two. King Triton. You can walk right into King Triton.
King Triton is my biggest fan.
That's the other four.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, yes.
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah. Okay. So right now you got your +6. What was the other? What was the bottom?
Well, King Triton's intelligence is only like an 18, so you never.
So I win.
You seduce. That's a minute. All right, Pikachu.
So Pikachu seduces King Triton by doing a sultry walk up to him and saying,
"Wait,
yo,
what? How does she walk? She's a mermaid."
What do you mean? Like
she doing that thing?
Like fins side to side, overly dramatically.
Okay, that sounds sexy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, whoa, that girl's way hot.
I think I would look towards Alex for approval. And if he doesn't give me approval, I'm gonna look at him with like, you will pay for this.
Oh no, I give you a full-on wink. Like, get at it. And then I start rifling around for his trident. I want to steal his trident.
And then I give you a look that says, any celebrity that comes towards you, you can have in the future. Thank you so much for this. And then I will look for his, what is that thing called for fish?
The cloaca?
Cloaca.
Cloaca?
And we'll look for the cloaca.
Are you talking... Wait, hold on. Are you talking about fish penises, yes or no?
Oh, well, she's going for the fish penis.
I'm going for fish the pee. Cloaca, which I'm kind of grossed out by, but also intrigued by.
I'm not...
Guys, King Triton is autistic. The reason he didn't look at you like it was a problem is that he doesn't understand the social significance of you walking in him naked. So you start fingering around for his jizz.
I grab King Triton's dick and I say, do you understand that?
This is rape. That's what I'm implying. He cannot consent. He cannot consent. And now the murder cops are on the way.
I immediately...
And at the end... Wait, you immediately what? Last move.
I immediately feel guilt that I will feel for the rest of my life, every day, at night, when I'm trying to fall asleep, for the moment where I reach for his cloaca and I realize that he is disabled.
Can I roll for stealing his trident?
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to roll
you
for
asshole.
That.
You asshole!
Okay, wait, you know what? Give me a move. Like you know, or like how are you doing it? Dexterity, stealth? Like, what are you trying to do here?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like he's distracted by two women, like, essentially raping him.
Yeah.
I'm going to roll for, whatever, I guess, dexterity. Can I do, like, a spot? Like, can I do a spot check?
Absolutely.
To see if I can see it? Like, can I find where it is?
I take offense to that. It's completely consensual.
He gets points for being an asshole?
Wait, explain how this is consensual.
I asked him, hey, King Triton, I know you're up with the sex and the SJWs. How do you feel about me touching that mermaid dick? And he's like...
Remember, he said, I'm collecting a lot of trains today. I've got Thomas, Percy... The Diesels, those stuffy old Diesels,
well,
Sir Talbot, who's really known as the fat collector, the fat controller. But in America, you gotta change that.
But, assuming I'm also a mermaid, because that's the only way that this is gonna happen, because I have a deep fear of the deep ocean, I say, what are trains?
I have no fear of the deep ocean. I wanna see what's down there. I wanna see what I can get my hands on.
I feel like I've got plenty of time now to search for his trident.
No, you can just take it. I mean, like, I think it's an uncontested roll.
All right, I got the fucking trident. I'm happy.
No, you have to roll for it.
Roll for it.
Okay, you know what? Let's roll for it.
Let's roll for it.
Because if it's a 20, it's like,
we're gonna find out.
You stole that shit. But if it's
easily.
A 20,
I stole the trident.
I would like to know how easily it is.
From King Triton.
I would like to know how easy it is.
While two women were
doubting you deeply.
You get breakfast sandwiches in the morning.
Aggressively seducing.
Aggressively?
That's a 9.
Ooh.
But I think you've got advantage.
Certainly.
Explain your advantage. Why you have advantage.
The two of you are aggressively seducing him.
And he's so confused because his body's doing one thing and his mind's doing another. And he's instinctually moving towards you, but for reasons that scare him, this is a fucked up day for King Triton.
Why was it okay for Forrest Gump? Or Forrest Gump.
It wasn't Gump. Okay for Forrest Gump.
Forrest
it wasn't okay.
That's why
almost
he was.
Nothing in that movie that happened is okay.
Why did everyone cheer?
Why?
What college did I go to?
What scene are you talking about?
I don't know anymore.
That's Hollywood, babe. Take it, babe.
Wait. That is Hollywood, babe. Megatron wins! 1 minute TNT!
Yeah!
Oh my god, this is so many minutes.
Megatron, tell them exactly where they can find you. I gotta get drunker, I gotta go.
You can find me at Pikachai underscore MFC on Twitter. You can also search me on Medivids to buy my porn. I don't know, manyvids.com, and then you use the search bar, Pikachai.
As long as I've got a trident, I'm a happy man.
You don't, what? You never rolled for a full trident steal.
Yes, she did.
We were working together. We all worked together. You guys
rolled the D18.
You guys got your merman.
Okay, you got it, but you didn't roll for trident. murders.
I didn't commit murders with it.
Well, you didn't narrate your story, so I'm narrating it for you.
You forgot your own website. You shouldn't be telling people what they said at all. Bring us home.
I am going to drink more. Bye.
Mifflin Bowman, everybody.
Mifflin Bowman.
I'm Asterios Kodos. I love you guys. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.